Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, July 10th. You know what July 10th is? It's known as 7-10 by people that smoke weed, okay? You know how there's 420 on April 20th? They do? Okay, well, the reason 7-10 is that because if you take the word oil and you turn it upside down, you get 7-10 or the other way around. You look at capital letters, okay?
I've never, ever heard weed smokers call 7-10 a thing.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah.
Well, funny. I'm telling you.
You learn something new every day, I guess.
You see? Yeah. Any excuse to smoke.
Yeah, even though people are doing it every day.
Yeah, so that's for oil. I don't know who the fuck figured that out.
Yeah. Probably someone who was high.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
And then they decided, we'll make a day out of this.
Exactly.
For cannabis oil.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's crazy, man.
It's funny.
But you know what? I was reading that the current administration may actually make marijuana legal federally. I mean, do you know what a revolution that would be if they did?
I mean, if cigarettes can be legal, I think that weed can too.
Right. Well, cigarettes are on their way out because they don't have to make them illegal for us to suffer as smokers, you know?
I mean, but I don't think they're on their way out.
But, well...
No way.
Yeah. I mean, there's less than ever people smoking now.
Yeah, but still, those people that are smoking, like, literally a carton a week, if not more.
Yeah, depends who.
Yeah.
I'm close, but no.
Oh, my God. How much do you...
I smoke a pack a day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How many are in a pack? Like 20,
right? 20.
That's insanity.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
I know, man. But I enjoy it. What the fuck, you know?
But what do you enjoy about it? I just never understood
just
that.
The taking the break part, it's satisfying. I don't know. It's something to do. It gives me something to do, a reason to take a
break.
There's
got to be more to it than that.
No, really. I mean, what else can it be?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why else would you possibly want to smoke?
People will say addiction, but, you know, I mean, the thing is...
I mean, the stuff they put into it is highly addicting.
Yeah. The nicotine.
That's why I don't understand how it's legal.
Well, look at alcohol. What do you mean? Look at a lot of things. A lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, but if you drink too much and you get pulled over, you get a DUI. Your life is over. It's not like you can smoke too much and something.
Yeah,
something
you can.
Legal.
You can. I mean, they'll do a test. Although these things are totally inconclusive because weed stays in your system for 30 days.
No, I'm talking about cigarettes.
Oh, cigarettes.
That's the difference between cigarettes and alcohol. I mean, you can still get in trouble if you drink too much.
If you drive. But if you...
even if you're out in public and you're drunk, you can get disorderly conduct. That fucks you over.
Right.
Yeah, but cigarettes, you can smoke as many as you want. Nothing's ever going to happen
to you. Yeah, you try and go and smoke indoors and see if you don't get a ticket or something.
Well, I mean, most buildings are non-smoking.
Right, well...
Most hotels now.
The streets are non-drinking.
I can't even imagine the times when you had to go to a restaurant and people were smoking. Yeah. I would just never go out.
No. I couldn't stand it either, to be honest with you. You know, and that's a funny thing about me is that... When I'm not smoking a cigarette and someone else is, I don't really like the smell.
Yeah.
I only smoke outside. I don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke inside buildings or anything. And so I just don't want to be inside of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But outdoors, it's okay, you know. So, but it's getting harder and harder to smoke. I mean, you know that some cities are making the entire city smoke-free. Like if you go to Hermosa Beach and stuff, you know.
Oh, really?
Places like that.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody smoke a cigarette on a beach, actually.
No, not on the beach itself. I'm talking about the town itself.
Oh.
If you want to stand on the street and smoke, it's illegal.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
No, I think that's how it should be.
Why?
Because cigarettes are disgusting. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, but the thing is, if I don't bother you, what the fuck do you care?
It's bothering, though. Like, literally, it's bothering.
No,
even
not
if you're
10
feet
me.
Away, if I get one whiff of it,
no,
like,
but
you
if
just
I'm standing there and there's nobody around me.
But that usually never happens, especially
that's
in a beach
bullshit.
Town. No.
That's bullshit.
You smoke in a garage section. That's different than standing on like a busy beach section where people are buying towels.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying there. I'm saying, let's say I'm in the middle of the street or something. There's nobody on the street.
Yeah, but there's cars driving by.
Oh, and that's going to bother the cars?
Yes. I literally drove by somebody yesterday who was smoking and it blew back in my car and I was pissed.
Okay, well, you know what? The smells and odors outside all the fucking time. You know what the answer is? Close your fucking window.
No.
Yeah.
I'm for it. I'm for it. If they pass laws that cigarettes are illegal, I will be down with the cause.
I'm sure.
I'd vote.
Yeah. What if they made your shit illegal? What would you do then?
Drinking?
Yeah.
That'd probably save my life, so I'd be like, oh, well.
Okay. All right. So you could live without it.
Yeah, but liquor and cigarettes can't be compared, Sam.
Of course they
can. No, they cannot.
Why?
Because think about it. Right now, drinking can be illegal if you use it excessively.
Okay.
Right now, cigarettes, there's nothing illegal about it, yet it's an addictive drug.
Right, but it's not hurting anybody except me.
No, it bothers me. If I'm walking my foster dog and someone's smoking a cigarette outside and I just get one little wind blow of it, I feel like you just ruined my day.
Okay, well, you know what? I think when people walk their dogs and they take a shit, that's disgusting. You know that somebody fucking with a dog...
Completely different thing.
A dog fucking peed right outside the elevator here last night. In the fucking thing.
Completely
okay?
different thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It bothers me too. Don't fucking take your dog out.
But it's
out.
Not you. A dog pissing is not you congesting
no,
toxins
shitting.
That you. No, shitting, pooping, peeing. A dog doing whatever a dog does is not putting toxins into your body.
It
just bothers you.
Well, yeah, the cigarettes bother you too.
But it's toxins going into my body.
You know how many toxins are in the fucking
Doesn't
air?
Matter.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't matter.
Of course it does.
If they can make it illegal.
Yeah, well, if you're going to start telling people how to live, that's the problem.
Yeah,
you know, if somebody wants to smoke a cigarette, you can't stop them if they're not surrounded by people.
But most people are.
Or in their car or whatever, you know. I mean, that's bullshit. What about a car that like smokes a lot and shit?
I wouldn't get into it.
No, like in front of you or something. A car that's like really polluting and shit like that, you know.
It's gross.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
but if
slowly. Nobody's fighting for the smokers, so that's why it's easy to stick us with $5 tax and all this shit, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's because everyone knows that cigarettes are like so bad for you.
No, but that's your opinion.
No, it's not our opinion.
No. Oh,
cigarettes are terrible.
Oh yeah,
for
they're
you.
Bad for you,
yeah.
But you don't. I think many things that other people do are bad for them. Do I tell them don't do it?
Like what?
It's their fucking life.
Like what?
What do you mean? Like drinking?
But the argument stands that you can still get in trouble for drinking. You cannot get in trouble for smoking cigarettes. That's the difference. That's why people are trying to make laws to change that.
You don't get in trouble if you drink and don't drive. I mean,
yes,
what the fuck other trouble would you get into?
Yes, you can. There was literally a guy outside of the nightclub getting arrested for being too drunk outside the nightclub.
What does it mean? Oh, okay. Well, that's a different kind of thing.
So you could still get in trouble.
No, but he was harassing people. It has nothing to do with it.
Exactly. But that's the only time drinking is bad. The rest of the time, drinking is just a social thing.
Okay, so is cigarettes. You know, it's not a bad thing. You don't become violent and shit like that. You don't beat up your wife because you're drunk. And, you know, I mean, come on, leave the people alone. It's just like smoking weed. I mean, what the fuck? You know, somebody wants to smoke it and whatever you want to say, kill themselves. Let them.
Wait, what? I just got so lost.
That's okay. Not that important. But I'll go screaming till the day I die because I have, if I don't go and pollute other people's air, I'm fine. And I don't think there should be a problem. You go on the sidewalk, there's nobody there. What the fuck?
I hate like when I leave a nightclub and someone's like smoking a cigarette waiting for their Uber. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, well. I hate people that hate smokers.
So you hate me then, and half of America.
That's funny. So the kids in Thailand were rescued.
I know, it's so crazy.
12 kids in the coach.
So they just went, how long were they trapped down there?
2 weeks, I'm saying.
I wonder what they were eating.
I don't know, man, but let's see, how long was it? 18 days.
Oh my God.
Fucking 18 days. Oh, well, maybe they were getting them food from outside.
And like
you know?
Dropping it in or something, right?
Yeah, well, it's not like you drop it in, you know, the cave. Have you seen Like a picture of what the cave looks like?
Yeah, it was like dipped and like wicked narrow. First of all, what were they doing in there anyway, Sam?
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out, is why the coach led them there in the first place.
Was he trying to kill everybody?
I don't think so.
I mean, if you literally looked at the diagram they posted on the internet, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's like very hard to get through, right?
And as a parent, if you're sending your kid with a coach, I would be like, this isn't something I want my child doing.
And the question is, had he been there once that he knew where he was taking them?
Or did they get lost?
No, but why do you go into a cave so deep?
I know.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
I know.
It makes you think that there's something behind it.
You think?
Who knows? Maybe he was off his meds. You just never know these days.
I know. I have a feeling he's going to get charged with something.
Something,
right?
For sure. Because they're going to investigate. They're going to interrogate. They're going to ask the kids what happened. They're going to ask him what happened.
Yeah. I mean, they brought people from all over the world.
I mean, he's definitely losing his job.
Yeah, well,
that's negligence.
But they might call him a hero if he helped the kids and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, help the kids get into a situation where Thailand had to spend thousands and maybe millions of dollars to get them out.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that they went very deep. It's not like they made a mistake.
It was just the way the cave was set up.
Right.
So it was like that movie that came out like a year or two ago called 59 or something, and it was about the 59 mine. Miners? Yeah, got buried, but they all got rescued at the end.
Right.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I can't believe people actually still do that shit. What are they looking for? Gold?
They do. Coal.
Coal for
they
what?
Mine coal. Coal creates energy like oil does.
Mm.
Yeah.
Such a dangerous job. I would be all set.
Yeah.
But it's
electricity
like,
and shit like that.
Yeah, it's just like that situation. Like, yeah. I mean, that one's different because they were going to work. I don't know why... These little Asian kids Thailand kids were going into a cave.
Yeah, a long, deep cave. It's very hard to get through.
How many adults do you know?
One, just the coach.
Okay, something sketchy is going on there then.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, something for sure sketchy is going on. If there was like chaperones and like other people were like down for the cause, then I'd be like, okay, it was probably like literally just a field trip that went wrong. But since he's the only adult, that is weird to me.
Yeah. Well,
pedophile.
We'll see what happens. Well, yeah, but I mean, would you do that publicly? I mean, you'd have to be really stupid.
I don't know.
And when you're a pedophile, come on, when you're one person, 12 kids, you can't abuse them like that. Somebody's going to realize something's going very wrong, you know?
You never
they
know.
Could gang up on him, kill him, whatever.
Yeah.
Beat him up, tie him up. Yeah, no, I mean, they go helpless. Kids.
So remember that guy from, was it Duke University? What university where the guy was a molester for years and then all his students started coming out?
Oh, yeah, Sandusky. And Sandusky.
Has he survived jail or did he get killed yet?
No, he's still in jail.
In jail, they hate child molesters.
Yeah, I know.
They like don't last more than a week.
Yeah, but the coach or the head coach, was it? What was his name? Died soon after Sandusky was arrested.
What do you mean?
He just died, you know, I think of natural causes or a heart attack or something. But there was no foul play or anything.
Karma.
But, yeah.
That's
well,
wild.
Maybe it was better for him rather than...
Yeah, because he probably would have ended up in jail, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
A lot of people are probably getting in trouble for that. Can you imagine if you were ever in a situation where they're like, hey, we'll up your salary by $200,000 if you just shut the fuck up about this. Would you shut up? If eventually down the line you could eventually get caught.
I knew it was happening?
Yeah, and they told you, hey, we'll pay
no,
you
I
more.
Would, I would never shut up.
Me
because
neither.
For several reasons. First of all, it's the wrongest thing anybody could do is abuse kids.
Right.
That's one thing. The second thing is, how can you support something like this, you know? And no money in the world is going to change that.
And then eventually you could get caught and go to jail.
Right. Well, yeah, but that would be the deterrent, really. I mean, even if I wasn't going to jail, I would say no fucking way, you know?
Yeah.
No amount of money in the world is worth being an accomplice in this.
Yeah.
You're like an accomplice.
Yeah, literally.
You know, if you don't report it or something.
And how do you sleep at night?
Yeah. I don't know. His name is on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember his name. It'll probably come later.
The coach that died?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember either. I remember the name he just said.
Yeah, Sandusky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So listen to this now. Donald Trump is going to England, right?
Okay.
To the UK. So they already made like this huge balloon of Trump looking like a baby, Trump.
Right.
A 19-foot something, like a hot air balloon. And so this is one way they're making a mockery of all of us, because he represents America whether you like it or not.
I know, yeah.
He's the president.
Yeah.
But now there's a campaign to make Green Day's American Idiot the number one song when Trump arrives. All right? So maybe that sounds funny to you.
Why is he going?
For a NATO meeting, I think. They're going for NATO in Europe, which is the organization that countries signed together to protect Europe.
Gotcha.
And this was after World War II and stuff. So, but at any rate, obviously Trump haters are going to go, yeah. But that's a problem there, because if other countries call our president an idiot, an American
Which
idiot.
Which they are.
Right. They call, yeah. So why are people so fast to protect what other countries think of us? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Trump sucks.
Okay, but this puts down the whole country.
Okay, then he shouldn't be president.
What do you mean he shouldn't be president?
He shouldn't be president.
He was fucking elected.
Yeah, I know, but that's what comes with your election. People don't like you, that's what you get.
No, but other countries being involved in our fucking politics and calling America...
Just like we're involved
American
in other people's politics.
An idiot. No, the thing is, you got to remember, just like you don't like the president, there's people that support him. So the thing is to say that the American president is an idiot, I think is unacceptable to me.
I think he's an idiot.
If we said that about their fucking leaders, how would they feel?
I'm sure they wouldn't care. They wouldn't.
Of course they would.
But they wouldn't lose sleep about it.
Of course they would.
But I bet their president or leader isn't an idiot.
Oh, really? Well, I can think that they are, you know? I mean, there's some leaders I think are idiots.
You're like one in the very few that I've met while living in Los Angeles that supports Trump.
Okay, well, the
thing imagine an entire, like, 90, I would say it's like
but
a
this
70,
is just
30.
Yeah, this is Southern California.
Maybe like 60-40.
Right, because this is a liberal town here.
Yeah.
Okay, but you go some other places in the country.
Boston, it's the same
not
thing.
Like that.
New York, it's the same
Only
thing.
Only the big cities.
Mm-hmm.
Only the big cities.
They have the loudest mouths.
Well, really, so I don't see how that's possible if the Republicans are owning Congress now,
a lot of celebrities,
the presidency, and now the Supreme Court as well.
A lot of celebrities talk shit about him. It's just a bad look.
Yeah,
overall.
Of course. And what, the celebrities, people care what they have to say?
I mean, they're celebrities, yes.
I don't.
I know. I mean, I don't care what celebrities have to say, but a lot of people do.
Yeah, I know. That's why they get brainwashed like this. The media, the media influences everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look, I could sit here all day. We could sit here and argue about this shit, but you're right. In L.A., Southern California, all of California, really, in general.
Yeah, I don't know that
Democratic.
One person that's for Trump.
Well, then I'll show you.
Yeah, not in my age bracket.
At least half of this country is.
No, I mean, since I moved here. I'm saying in Los Angeles, I haven't met one person that said they voted for Trump.
Yeah, well, because it's scary to talk around here. People will fucking kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard a lot of people shit on Trump, for sure.
I mean, I remember it's become, because it's acceptable for the left to do this,
right,
to start calling names and creating monsters and stuff. This is a known thing. Look, Trump was supposed to nominate a new Supreme Court justice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to put a conservative. You know he is. So what that means now is the court's going to be more conservative. He had four candidates. He chose one. Kavanaugh, right?
I don't know what any of this means, to be honest with
okay,
you.
Okay, that's okay. I'll explain it to the
like
listeners.
Very over my head.
But he chose one, okay? There's four nominees to be a judge. He picked one. Everybody's like up in arms. Oh, no. Why? The point is they would have said this about any of the four that he was going to suggest, because they hate him. They don't want the Supreme Court to be conservative. And that's it. But you know what? It's been on the other side for some time. I'd like to see where we can go with the other side, you know. And besides, look, I'm not, and I've said this many times before, I'm not a Trump fan. I just get behind my president because that's the patriotic thing to do. And I also have conservative values. That doesn't make me a bad person. That makes me a great person, I think. Okay? And if we got into it, I'll show you. But let's not get into
it. I'm very liberal.
I'm so grateful. I know.
Yeah.
But you're not that.
I'm not into politics, but I'm very liberal. Like I don't. Right. I don't get down with anything conservative. Like
yeah,
at all.
I know. That's why you live in your element here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna move away from here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, LA is very, very liberal.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't belong here.
Well, anyways,
but I know a lot of conservatives here.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just that they don't make themselves really. Loud,
right?
Because they get buried here. Are you kidding me? I remember on election night, I was in the South Bay, you know, Hermosa, Manhattan,
right.
Beach. Very liberal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking around the pier where it's usually full of people in restaurants and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the results were coming in on the TVs, everybody was down. Everybody was quiet. Nobody was even following the election on TV because they saw that Trump was winning already.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was
I went
to
bed early.
It was so fucking surreal. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, we all went out. We bought like champagne for Hillary, like a little Hillary cake.
Yeah.
And then like we all went to bed at like 9.
Yeah.
We were like, good night.
That's shit, man. That... We've become so split, but that I think that started before the elections and many years before the election. So just look who was leading us then. You tell me who split who up.
I love Obama.
I know you do, because you're a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't like Obama at all.
I love
now,
him.
Let me say for the record, I think he's a personable man. I think he comes across as a nice man, but as a president... I didn't like him at all.
I liked him. And I think his wife should run for president.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's give her a try.
Everyone's trying to get Oprah Winfrey to run.
I know.
She would be a good president.
And she would win because the famous people always win.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if Trump can win at this point, I feel like anybody could win.
Yeah.
Like Kim Kardashian made a joke about running. And it's like the sad thing is she would probably win.
Yeah.
Like people would be like, yes, Kim K for president.
It's because our culture is full of, I mean, we worship celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People that are fucking actors and singers. Come on. Before they become famous, nobody even looks their way.
Well, Kanye West said, he's running for president 2020. So.
Right. When you have people coming in here or people that you see on the street or friends or people you meet and they tell you, oh, I'm an actor, I'm a singer, you go, oh, there's another poor soul there, right?
What do you mean?
Another somebody that's not making any money.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like so, when I go to a bar or something and the bartender's like, I'm like, so what do you do here? He's like, oh, I'm just like a writer and a singer. I'm like, so
we're
all in the same boat.
Exactly.
Trying to make it, but everyone here is trying to make it.
Right. Like, but would you listen to them any more than you listen to, say, just an average person that's not an actor or singer? No. But when they become famous, suddenly we listen to them.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true.
Why?
I feel like I'll listen to someone who's not famous.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
But the thing is, would you, would you really be interested in the
way?
Okay, well, I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not explaining it right, but I don't give a shit what
I get what you're saying,
is.
But I feel
I don't think they're any more qualified to talk about politics and to influence politics than you and me.
Oh, yeah, like a celebrity, yeah. Like Kim K running for president would be an absolute joke.
Right.
She knows nothing about politics.
Or do we care what she thinks politically? No, but some people would elect her because...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think Donald Trump as well, a lot of his reality TV fans
probably
voted for him.
Probably,
just for the fact that they were a fan of him on a show Apprentice.
All right.
Well, there was like a lot of taglines like, you're fired and stuff, like when he was running. I'm like, this is absurd.
Hmm. Okay, so that's the thing, is that a man gets elected by a majority. Now, I don't care if it's the electoral college or popular vote, because we have a system in place. In other words, he was voted legitimately. So how can people say that nobody likes him? I mean, obviously half the country did, at least. right?
Yeah, but so, I mean,
the thing is that
I feel like Hillary got ripped off.
Well, the thing is, the left can't accept any other opinions.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like, well, you know what? Okay, you think about what I said, okay?
Right.
They don't tolerate anything else. I mean, you're saying like, or not you, but let's say people say, how can you support Trump? Well, I can because I have good reasons to.
Mm.
You know, just because you don't doesn't mean
he's
that
he's a racist, fascist pig.
He's not.
He grab him by the pussy. He's disgusting. And okay, he's president.
Well, okay, well, the thing is, he's racist. Nobody's proven he's racist.
All his hotels back in the day, he didn't pay any of his black workers. And if that...
What do you mean he didn't pay them?
He did not. He just got sued, like, fucking...
He didn't
right
pay
before.
Them at all?
No. And he okay, got sued. Well, and he between all of them, he paid out $200,000. That's it. Between, like, 50 people. Case.
But the thing is this, look, I'm looking at a president and I think... the economy is better. I think people are more, I think we've become more formidable again in the world where people will respect our strength, which I think we've lost.
No other country respects us, period.
Really?
No.
Well, I don't need other countries to respect us. I need our enemies to be afraid of us.
And no one is afraid when Trump is president.
Really?
No.
Really?
Everyone thinks this country is like literally a joke.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately,
who thinks that?
Probably everybody.
But what's everybody? Other countries?
Mm-hmm.
But why do we care about what other countries think? We're the ones that always come and save the day, you know, in wars.
I mean,
in
how can you take your president serious that just sits on Twitter all day long? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't sit on Twitter all day long. He just communicates to the people.
He tweets like
tweets.
A 15-year-old high school student who's getting into a fight with other high school students in the lunchroom. That's how he tweets.
All right. Well, listen, and I've said this before. I don't have to like him as a person to support him as a president. Okay? I think his policies work, and that's it. And I have to protect my conservative views. That's it. You know?
And I think he's racist.
I don't support racism. I don't support, and I'm not one. Okay? And clearly, you know, I work with other ethnicities and cultures all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother me. Socialize with them, all that stuff. If he doesn't, that doesn't mean anything.
It does mean something.
No,
how do you run a country but you're racist? That doesn't make any sense.
People vote mainly by their by how they, if they feel how they're going to pay their how they're going to pay for their food, for their clothing, for everything else. And that's what it boils down to. And right now, if you look at the economy, it's better than it's been in a very long time. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think we're ever going to see eye to eye on that. So.
No, we're not. We're not. But that's why I don't like talking politics. And I told you in the beginning.
Right.
Because nobody ever changes their mind anyway.
I mean, yeah, we can go back and forth. I'm never going to fold and neither are you.
Exactly. Because it involves ideologies and how you look at life. And you're not going to change just because you're arguing with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So to say that... half a country or half the world, let's say, if it is split 50-50 between right and left, that to say that you don't count or you don't know or what you think is wrong, no. You know, name-calling, blocking, unfriending, you know, what's a shit? So anyway.
My parents stopped being friends with people that voted for Trump.
What's that?
My parents stopped being friends with people that voted for Trump.
Oh, yeah, they're not the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and the group Green Day is from Berkeley, by the way. Did you know that?
No.
I thought they were British in the beginning. But
no, I knew they were American.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't been around for a while.
Yeah.
They were, like, big when I was in, like, high school.
Hmm. Do you know that there's a headline about a postal worker found dead... in a car after delivering the mail.
In the postal car?
Yeah.
Like and killed?
No, she died from the heat. It was Friday when it was like 120 degrees outside.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah.
Because they don't have doors, that's right, so they can't have AC,
they probably
right?
don't have, no, they probably do, but the thing is to be outside at 120 degrees, it's not like you sit in the car a lot, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, you come out, you come back in and all this shit, some of them walk down the street, you know, and Like when there's apartment buildings and stuff, they have to get out.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Right. So this happened right here in Woodland Hills.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Wow. This is like literally down the street. I didn't even hear about it in local news. She was 63 years old. Mail carrier. Wow.
Can you imagine? The retirement used to be like 60, no?
Yeah.
Now people are working so late.
I can't imagine she didn't have air conditioning in there. It's just that they're saying it was heat exhaustion, you know?
Right.
And because I can't imagine. I mean, if they didn't have air conditioning and she died from the heat in the car, they'd have a lot of problems on their
absolutely
hands.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. Well, at any rate. Look, at least you know you didn't call. You haven't gotten to the point where you called me ignorant or I need to be re-educated.
No, I mean, I feel like I've had this conversation 1,000 times and I just like, in my mind, I'm like, we're just never going to.
No, I know.
We're just never going to agree on it.
No, and I don't mean it. I'm just saying you have a lot more respect for yourself and other people, I think, when you talk.
Yeah, I feel like I only get that angry where I call people names on stuff that's like not important, like non-politics. Right. Politics, I'm like, it's not.
Well,
like,
when they get personal.
Yeah,
with you,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, when they start throwing some real life shade, then I'll start throwing some name calling in there. But politics, I'm like, I just don't care. I don't care enough in general.
Yeah.
Like I'll probably give my 2 cents in the next election, but other than that, I'll throw my 2 cents in a random conversation, but I just don't like wake up and like care about what Trump is doing because I just unfortunately think he's an idiot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, we got.
So
like,
you're okay with that American idiot?
Yeah, I think
song,
do what you got to do.
Okay.
I'm okay with the balloon too.
Whatever.
He probably he's the type of dude that like loves that shit.
Yeah.
He's like a narcissist. So narcissists enjoy when people are obsessed with them because it makes them more obsessed with themselves. Mm-hmm. And even if it's like a negative image, they're still like, oh, they're talking about me. That's all he cares about at the end of the day. Like he doesn't care if people like him or not.
No, he doesn't care if people like him.
No.
Have you heard of the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck?
Hello, I'm the one who told you to get it.
No, I know. But so people try to tell you not to care what other people say.
No. So that book is a little different.
Why?
So basically he's saying that you have to give a fuck to a certain degree. And that's why I love that book. Because it's saying the subtle art of not giving a fuck, but you still care about certain situations, but you look at them in a different light. So instead of being like, oh, I wish I just read a chapter last night so I could have given you an example. But it was like, I don't know. I can't really think off the top of my head. I lost it and my friend had 3 of them at his house. So I just stole one and I'm going to start over because I don't know where I left off. So I have no choice but to start over. But it's actually a really entertaining book. But it's not telling you not to live your life and like, I don't give a fuck if this city blows up tonight. Like it's not telling you to not give.
I don't think we're at that point.
Yeah,
you know, but
it's telling you that there's certain situations in life. Like he's basically trying to teach you that when you have like certain concerns and certain problems, it's because you're causing them yourself about stuff that you shouldn't care about. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I feel fat, so I need to do this, this, and that. But every time you come up with a solution, it just brings more problems. It's like kind of like that type of book.
But doesn't it affect you when people put negative comments on
you?
Not
at all.
No?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I've seen some remarks where you put people down.
Yeah. I'll tell them to shut the fuck up if I got the time.
Right.
Which I do.
Right.
But I don't like cry about it. It's not like I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about that comment that they left. Like, I just don't care.
Right.
But I find enjoyment in telling them to shut up from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, dude. Come on now. I just hit the block button 90% of the time.
Where do you get your news from? Where do you go for news?
The only news outlets I follow are CNN, Shade Room, Baller Alert.
I don't know about those other ones, but CNN obviously
is the only one.
Right.
Yeah.
So you only hear in one side of things.
I don't care.
You don't care?
CNN is literally the only news I'll watch. Like,
well,
even during the presidency, that's the only thing.
That's the thing. I watch CNN and I watch Fox News to see both sides of the story. But that's what I'm saying. The media is mostly liberal.
Yeah, the media is mostly against Trump.
So that's why they... Yeah.
Like, if you see, like, all the shows...
They've always been on the left.
David Letterman.
And that's all you get in the news. So you start believing everything they tell you.
Who's the guy that has the political show on HBO? That's super funny.
Oh, Bill Maher?
Yeah, Bill Maher. My parents love that guy.
Colbert.
Yeah, all of them. They're all against Trump. Yeah. They all hate Trump.
Okay, I don't care.
They're so funny, though. Those are some funny guys. I don't watch it on a regular basis, but
you
my
see,
mom...
the thing is that, look, it was not my first or second or third choice during the primaries.
Right.
Okay? I thought there were better people. But the point is I have to protect my values, family values, community, the strength of America, you know, the economy, things like that, you know? And so I can't possibly go... with opinions that that are totally against what I believe.
Right.
You know, so, but again, just to remember that for everyone that doesn't like him in this country, there's one that does. Because it is.
I'd say like one in three,
it
maybe.
It is about 50-50. Listen.
I don't think it's 50-50.
So how did he get elected?
I don't know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So think about it.
Could have been like Scandal. They faked half the votes.
Well, you see, you don't believe any of this because you're listening to the liberal media all the time.
Mm. Yeah. I just don't
You
like
know
them.
How many fucking emails I'm going to get about this? Because, you know, because I don't know what where listeners are at. But I'm sure the ones in L.A. and stuff are going to be up in arms, and that's fine.
Well,
you know?
Like talking shit to you?
No. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, how can you? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. You know, I can handle that.
Yeah.
I can easily not give a fuck.
Yeah, so then you know? Don't. You should get that book.
Nah.
Yeah, it's short. You can probably finish it in like 2 weeks.
No, but I already know the stuff. I mean, I already don't give a shit what people think.
No, I know. It's not just about not giving a shit about what people think.
Only the people that matter to me in my life.
Right. And even sometimes I don't care what they think either.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what do you care about people that you don't know?
Like, I love Gabby to death, but if we don't agree on something, we don't agree on something. And I don't care if she doesn't agree with my opinion. It's just like my opinion.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, what's with the posting your picture of her ass yesterday?
Oh,
like
Gabby?
Like an ass picture. Okay, so what I was trying to ask
She's just trying to tell the haters that a mama still got it going on.
Oh, okay, so that's what it is. Because I was going to ask you why you guys keep posting pictures like that. What do you get out of it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if you like your body, you like your ass, show it.
So you want to turn people on?
I don't know if I turn
or
people
attract
on.
People.
All my 90% of my followers are females.
Okay, but that doesn't matter. Well, why then? Why are they following you?
I don't know, because I post like a lot of clothing tags. Like
but
I follow
you
female.
Don't. Mostly it's like you do seductive shit.
No, but I'm tagging clothing brands while I'm doing like a selfie photo.
All right. But
so like I follow females because I want to see what they're wearing. And if those
but I'm not talking about the selfies. I'm talking about the ones where you're like, you know, legs, ass, tits, whatever. No,
because if it's a good pic, you can upload it.
What do you mean if it's a good pic? I mean, I can take a good pic of my ass. I'm not going to post it.
That's different for guys.
No, but I mean, any woman.
Yeah. I don't mind seeing girls' asses on Instagram. Now, if a guy was posting
his
ass,
I'm not
I'd block him.
Following this, you know.
I feel like whatever
I don't know. You really need to figure out why all these women are following you.
I don't care, Sam.
Why?
I literally don't care if a man...
But you don't understand your followers.
I don't care. I literally don't care. Like, I could care less who follows me. 90% of them are getting blocked anyway.
So why are you posting that? I'm not getting it.
What do
I'm
you
still
mean?
Not getting
I can
it.
Post whatever
if,
I want.
No. If you don't care what people think...
Because
why do you put it up there
in
the
first
place?
So but I post what I want to post. If I want to post a picture
so
of my
why
ass, I'm going to do it.
No, but why not do it privately then? Why do you have to post it publicly?
Because I have a fan base.
What do you mean you have a fan base?
I have a fan base. 90% of the people that follow me have seen me on TV.
Right.
So like a lot of them are haters. And then a lot, it's like Trump.
So they just follow you because they're haters.
I would say a lot of them do, but then there's some that are like diehard fans. Like I can name at least 20 that have commented and sent me at least 5 million DMs a week.
Really?
Like some hardcore fans.
Yeah.
So
they just like you for you.
Yeah. And they like me because I don't give a fuck.
I
literally have messages that tell me I'm their hero. That they want to be more like me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, learn how to not to give a fuck, I guess.
Yeah. So I don't have like a... I mean, some people have their Instagrams and they have certain themes. Like they'll post a couple pictures of like where they're eating, like fancy restaurants, mm-hmm. or a sunset of whatever vacation they on, or a fancy photo wearing whatever brand is sending them clothes. I don't have the proper tools for that, and I don't work like with like fancy brands, and I'm not a travel blogger, so like I'm not going to be taking pictures of my homemade spaghetti and posting it on my Instagram.
Yeah, because people don't want to see that.
No, they want you to see you at a fancy restaurant with like candlelit, like with a cannoli, like an actual real ass dinner, you know? So people have specific Instagrams for certain stuff, but even at that, I think most of the time they're posting because that's what they're posting, what they love to post, not necessarily, okay, this is what got me my followers. I mean, people enjoy those pages. Like a lot of the pages I follow are travel bloggers. So I'm like, wow, I'm amazed at what they're doing. But did you just hear about those travel vloggers that died?
No, where?
Oh my God. I don't know what city, but they went to go visit a waterfall.
Uh-huh.
And it was a group of like six. They have a YouTube called Sunday Fundays, and they just travel the world together in a group. So they just went on vacation and they were vlogging, and they went in a waterfall, and one of the girls tripped and fell, and then two of the guys went to go save her. All three of them died.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So sad.
From what though? I mean,
drowning. They were like in one of those waterfalls that goes down like this.
Oh, I see.
So she fell from like one. So it had like ledges. Uh-huh. So she fell from one ledge to the next, and then they like tried to save her, and both of them died saving her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So a total of three out of the group.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Young too.
Jeez.
And they have like millions and millions of views on their video.
Really?
But if you see some of their videos, some of their stuff, they're putting themselves at risk. Right. Like they're doing stunts that you couldn't even pay me to do.
Yeah.
Like no one's ever going to put enough money in front of me.
Stand at edges of rocks and canyons.
Jumping from like the highest cliffs at the most exotic island in America. I get it. Like you're doing it because you're able to. And now because of your YouTube, you have funding for it. But at the same time, like you hear these stories and they're tragic, but you also realize that this is a decision that they made. They knew at some point that this could potentially happen.
Right.
They're just so young.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
Like I follow this guy on Instagram who will like come to this building, and if this had a ledge, he'd climb out the window and just hang on the ledge.
Yeah.
Just for Instagram.
And
I'm like, you're doing this for what?
Yeah.
Like, see, that's the people you need to ask, what are you getting out of this?
Maybe because they know they're going to get a lot of attention.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people do it for Instagram. Like there's a video that went viral last week of this guy standing on like a rock cliff, and everything underneath him is a rock cliff. And he literally did one of those backward flips.
Yeah. I see that on Facebook.
And landed. But what if he had not?
Right. Right.
Then his friend is traumatized for life. His family is now short a son or a husband or a brother.
I think what kind of a death is that? You know?
Horrible.
Wow.
Horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Well, yeah.
If I had to do travel vlogging, it would be like, I'm by the pool. I'm drinking my mimosa, like riding giraffes or going on safari. That's like as intense as my travel vlogging would be. I wouldn't be like swimming in waterfalls or none of that bullshit.
Yeah.
I have zero interest. None.
Yeah.
But
well, some people live for that, you know? It's interesting.
Yeah.
They love it.
I don't know how to swim. You know? I should probably learn how to swim.
Why didn't you...
My parents,
no.
My dad doesn't swim.
What about your sister either?
No. I don't even think my brother
does. Terrible.
We can all doggy paddle.
Yeah.
That's about it though.
Can you float?
No.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. Immediately sink. Like immediately sink.
Well, the key is to keep your legs moving. If you keep your legs moving, you're not gonna drown.
Yeah, like at pool parties and stuff, I like stay the furthest away from the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, the furthest away you could possibly get. Like, over by the barbecue chips.
Oh, so they can't even push
you.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Exactly why.
That's funny.
Mm-mm.
So. Yeah. So we talked about the cave. This artist named Spencer Tunick, or Tunick. He's an artist, so he went to Australia. Now, in Australia, it's winter now.
Oh, that's funny.
And he started making works of art by having 1,000 people be naked in different places. And
How's he making the
pictures.
Art?
Taking pictures, like, for example, like in one picture, they all wear, like, red gowns or something. Or, like, so it creates sort of, like, you know, a picture They lie down. I mean, outside of the opera house, the Sydney Opera House.
Well, they're naked though.
They're naked. They're all naked. There's got to be more than 1,000 people there. Well, this one was in 2010, but now they're doing other things. So they're all naked, and sometimes the bodies are painted, mostly not.
Yeah. No, thank you. So he's just like doing this to be talked about, or like what's his deal?
That's his art.
Interesting.
Everybody's got their own art,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But so many people naked, different ages, different everything. And you can tell they're all fucking freezing here. Wow.
Yeah, because it's probably freezing.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go to Australia. It's literally on my bucket list of things to do, but it's just like, don't think I'll ever be able to do that flight.
Yeah, it's long. Ugh. Well, take a couple flights on the way. You don't have to fly.
Nope,
the
up and down I can't because I have such bad anxiety during takeoff. Like, all it's right. Like...
Well, but at least, you know, break it into two. Yeah. But listen, if you want to travel far, you're going to have to get used to that.
I know.
Or you don't go far.
Yeah, or I don't go far. I think I might be okay not going far. I mean, there's definitely... Sometimes I see people's pages and they like at the most exotic places ever. And I'm like, I just wonder what it'd be like just to see all these places like one time.
Yeah.
Like there's this black woman...
Conquer your fear of flying.
I know. There's this black woman who she has a YouTube channel and she said that she wants to be the first black video vlogger to travel to every country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that's going to take forever.
Yeah.
And a lot of money.
But many people do that.
She started GoFundMe though, so she's smart. So people are donating because they want her to also be the first. That's all you got to get. You got to get a few couple cheerleaders.
Right.
Word to spread. Uh-huh. And you'll be good.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need evangelists.
Yeah.
People will spread the love.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me. All right, folks. Thank you all for listening. Danny, thank you as always.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.